Hey, before we begin the episode, I just wanted to announce that 5GMs will be donating 100% of our merch profits to a local charity that supports immigrants starting today. Each month, we'll announce on our socials which charity we'll be donating to. If you've been eyeing a new hat for the summer or a new hoodie to keep you warm, now your purchase will go to a good cause. You can visit the number 5GMsinatrenchcoat.bigcartel.com today to make your purchase. Thank you. This season of 5GMs in a Trench Coat deals with themes of loneliness, loss, the paranormal, growing older, confrontation, parental pressures, reconciliation, teenage shenanigans, allusions to being people of color in the 80s, and hope. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to 5GMs in a Trench Coat, Season 5, from inside the tent. I'm Adam, your GM. It's been 5 years? 4 years? It is 1987, the summer of 1987. A lot of things happened in 1987. We're not going to be talking about those today, but we will take a sweeping look over a small town full of brick-laid buildings, surrounded by bright green Californian trees, and a beautiful summer. Nice breeze rustles those leaves, making that a noise that you really can't duplicate or emulate, right? You just have to hear it. But we look over Auburn, California, home to Placer High School, go Hillman, and I think we come down from our bird's eye view, almost swooping, if you will, as we perch in a tree just outside the rustic but retro home of the Tachibana family. We hear the grumbling of William Tachibana and the doting of Mary Tachibana as Amanda, because your mom would still call you Amanda, question mark.
My mom would still call me Amanda.
Yeah. As Amanda is hurriedly in the way where you're hurrying to hurry, but everything's been done for hours.
Yes.
Waits out front of her house. Amanda, what, who, and what differences are we looking at in 1987's Amanda?
So, if it weren't for certain features in her face, you would swear this is an entirely different person. She still has the big, thick-framed black glasses that she only wears now when she absolutely needs to see something, when sight's important. Mm-hmm. She still has her round face. Now you often find her with hastily put on purple eyeshadow that she smoked out, a smudged pencil black liner that is might look like it's trying to be in a wing shape, who knows. She has a heavy pink blush focused on the middle of her face. She always has some sort of dark lipstick on. I think today it's dark purple. You look at her hair, it looks like she's spent far too long on it with far too much hairspray. Teased to the gods. Mm-hmm. Bangs everywhere. They're not quite as blunt and they're not quite as thick now. They're more wispy and feathery. Her hair is cut way more in layers now to work with the sort of feathered, like, 80s hair, uh-huh, like, styled look. Today, I think she's wearing, like, one of her more signature looks that, if you were to see her, it's what she would be wearing. She's wearing a dark purple collared shirt that she has the sleeves folded up to her elbows. She has a small black, like, tuxedo vest kind of, like, over that. And then over that is another layer that's probably, like, some sort of shawl, like, black shawl situation. She has all sorts of colored jewelry, silver and gold layered. It's just kind of a mess on her neck. And she's wearing this sort of like flowy tulle, like black skirt. She has these white frilly socks that Mary Jane sit on top of, but they're also kind of like semi pointed and stuff. And she has black lace fingerless gloves that she's also wearing. And I think that she's just sort of doing that thing that you do when your mom asks an extra time if you have everything that you have when you've had everything for at least an hour now, maybe longer, doing the last sort of checks around.
We then pull away with a flap and a beat of our wings as the wind pushes under us as we kind of soar a bit down the block. Not very far from the Tachibana household is practically a neighbor, the O'Reilly household. And landing perched a quiet house. And we hear, you hear, the rushing of your own blood in your ears. As I think you've just been sitting. Sometimes when you sit for long enough in silence and you really kind of let yourself just lose focus, you begin to hear your own bodily functions in the sense that you can hear your heartbeat. You can hear your blood rush through your head. Maybe it's the many a basketball to the head or many a shoulder or fall from an attempted dunk or whatnot. Or maybe you're truly hearing your own blood rush in the intense loneliness that is just sitting in your house right now. Getting ready to go do what exactly? Tell me.
Honestly, I don't even know. It's more just like, maybe like a muscle memory, like, you know, an old friend asks you for a favor.
Uh-huh.
And so, of course I do it, you know?
Right.
So it's just like that.
Who am I looking at?
You're looking at maybe a little taller than the last time you saw him. He might have reached 6'3", I'm not quite sure. It's been a second since he's gotten measured, since he's been out of school.
Mm-hmm.
No braces anymore, but still has a gap in his two front teeth. And his hair is longer, froed out, wearing like a red ringer with a shirt underneath for like the long sleeves.
Uh-huh.
And like a brace on his knee that he keeps on.
Javier O'Reilly, your eyes squint and your face scrunches. You take a step outside and the heat and the sun make contact with your only form of defense, which is your skin, the moment you enter its domain, right? You don't burn. Not yet. You could stay out here long enough, but not unlike summers before, your body's reacting. It's sending signals to send more cells to develop a darker complexion for the safety of the summer. It's only been the summer for maybe 10 days, and your complexion's already darkened at least a shade. Summer is something that you reveled in for many a year, and who knows what you did last year, but before that, the previous 4 years, or at least 3 years, were spent running and throwing up and working out and being around the boys. And when's the last time you've had a summer really to yourself and really doing something different? And cut away as you're getting ready and you have your bags and whatnot, whatever you're taking with you. And again, I think, Javier, you look up and you see a bird take off from the telephone pole that it was sitting on. And maybe you even make eye contact with a bird. And it looks into your eyes and you look into its eyes. And you feel it recognize you. This bird has seen you before. It's a bird of the town, isn't it? And it flies and flaps. And we as viewers get another peek at the rest of this place. And we fly down to not the home, but the Baldwin and Family Mechanic Co. And we see Luke Baldwin working on some finishing touches on this beat-up van. And would you like to describe the van and then who's helping Luke Baldwin out, Jesse?
Yeah, so the van, it's an older van, but it's been holding up.
Yeah, it's the van that picked you up a couple of years ago.
Still runs great, but now there's an addition to it. Mm-hmm. Zeke has had an artist paint on it, and so what you see is on the side of it is a whole like scene of space, and right in the center is a big unicorn, just kind of, you know, when they're on their hind legs, like, yeah.
Yeah.
And so it's like bright, it's brightly colored. And then in the stars behind it, there's like a little TIE fighter and an X-Wing flying around. And there's like a couple little explosions.
Yeah.
And then right in the corner next to like where the door is, there's a little spray paint of a golden trout.
Very good. Not one to live in the past too much, but just to leave yourself a reminder. Maybe you kind of brush the golden trout when you get in sometimes. What does Zeke look like now?
So Zeke, he's gotten a lot taller. He had a bit of a growth spurt, but he's only like 5'10". He's like a little tall, but not much tall. And he's gained a little bit of weight. He's a little chubby, but he's grown his hair longer. It's like just past his shoulders. Mm-hmm. And he has like a headband that he wears all the time, especially when he's working on cars to keep the sweat out of his eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And this time he's just wearing some jeans and a shirt with a Rush shirt. That's pretty much what he wears all the time, is jeans and like a band shirt that he likes.
Yeah. And so as you're getting that ready, I think your dad kind of rolls out from the van and all right, well, I put two spare tires. One's in the back. We have one inside. You just have to work around it. It's fine. Just in case, you know, I would always rather have two than one. She's old. She runs. She's going to need the gas. You have the gas money. You've been working. I've given you what you need. I'm telling you, Zeke, I think this is going to be good for you. Something about traveling cross-country with your buds. Listen, when I was your age, I hit every state. It was a long summer, the most fun I've ever, don't tell your mother, the most fun I've ever had. And I think you're going to enjoy it. And I'm just excited for you to not be stinking up my house.
Yeah, I get it.
For at least 3 months. Longer if you want. Maybe you could apply to that school that you're taking your friend, the fancy school you're taking your friend, you could apply. Wouldn't hurt.
Okay, yeah, when I get there, maybe I'll check it out, and if I like it,
maybe you'll like it, maybe you'll like something. And he just kind of like thunk, closes something, and he like walks around and starts just like fiddling at stuff to avoid an uncomfortable conversation. Do you let that fizzle out, or do you continue with the conversation?
Yeah, I'm just gonna go, I'll check it out if I want. I did get some like the good oil. Is that in the back also?
Yeah, I packed up all the stuff you had and everything that you'll need for that. So you're good for at least two breakdowns. Don't have any more than that.
Okay. Thanks a lot for checking out the van for me.
Of course, my boy. I love you. And then he's like, thunk, thunk, hits it and just walks back into the shop. Mm-hmm.
I love you too. And he's going to go into the van, just give it one quick like look around, make sure everything's open, look at the engine.
Go ahead and give me a roll. We'll see exactly what you notice. If you notice anything wrong,
let's just do a brains roll. I got an 8, but I'm skilled at mechanics.
Okay, I'll let you roll again and add that to it then.
Oh, I got a 10 the second time. So
okay,
I got
cool.
18.
Yeah, so you're skilled at mechanics. You've done this. You look it over. Your dad's good at what he does. Maybe I think your dad left a gasket off, and then you kind of see him looking from outside, and you're like, oh, it might have been on purpose. He's always taught you to check the cars out, especially when you're going to go on a drive this long. Mm-hmm. You tighten that up. You tighten all the bolts. You make sure your wheels are on nice and firm, and your van's ready to go.
All right. So before he goes, he's just going to kind of run back, see his dad, give him a hug. Mm-hmm. He's like, I love you. I'll see you. I'll call when I can.
I love you too. And thank you. This is going to be good for you.
Yeah. Oh, thank you for the help.
Of course.
Going to hop in the van and start heading on to pick up his friends.
Yeah. Who do you go to first?
I'm just going to go the closest.
So you go to go get Javi. Javi, you see this old beat-ass van, but with beautiful unicorn.
I've seen it around.
Yeah, you live in the same town. Yeah. You guys are neighbors. Yeah. Like, you're close enough, yeah. Right? And it pulls up. How's that go?
Just, like, awkwardly, just, like, walking out to the car and being like, is it unlocked? Like, can I get in?
Oh, come on in. So I'll, like, hit the unlock, but it, like, doesn't work. He's like, oh, sorry. So he just reaches back and, like, he reaches over and opens the door for him.
Yeah, and he gets in. He's like, cool.
You were closer. I am closer. So I haven't seen you in a while. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing great. And, how are you?
I'm doing good. You know, just thought that this would be fun. You know.
Yeah.
I'm gonna start turning the van back on. And it's like this take it. It's like, I give it a hit on the panel and it starts. Sometimes you just gotta give it a little smack.
And so you guys take off, and I think, Javi, you kind of palm at your pocket where there's a note left. From your dad. He left for work early this morning and he knew you were leaving today. Mm-hmm. And he didn't wake you up. He just left a note and I don't think you've read it. But you palm it in your pocket because you did put it there.
Yeah.
And you just have a little backpack with you. Maybe a duffel bag.
Yeah, like a duffel bag, yeah. I think.
And you've clambered into the van. You kind of just marinate and think on maybe what that is. Your knee kind of aches, but aches in the way of someone who wants it to ache.
Yeah.
It only hurts because you let it. And then you, coming down the street.
Yeah.
Your mom has an excitement in her tone. Maybe it's a little odd to you that she would be so excited.
To
see the three friends together.
Yeah.
Oh, it looks like Zeke is here. Oh, and he has Javi with him. Haven't seen Javi in a while. I'm excited. Do you have all of your stuff? You have all your stuff. And she starts going over a checklist that you've gone over 6 times now.
Yeah, I have. I figured what's going to happen is I'll have a backpack and duffel bag and I have everything else in boxes for them to ship over there. Because I'm not bringing everything on.
I think what's going to happen is that you have a date you're getting there and your dad and mom are meeting you there.
Yeah.
But your father maybe there was a dinner had and Luke and William maybe got to talking.
Yeah.
And they were both, you know what would be great? If our kids went on a road trip.
Yeah.
And I think it'd be good for them. I think, when we were their age and somehow you got roped into doing this. Hey, maybe it'll be a fun summer.
Maybe.
And so your dad comes out calmer than your mom. Grab all your boxes. Everything done. We'll meet you down there.
Yeah.
Stress you out. Just enjoy yourself.
I'll try.
When I did my road trip right before college, best summer of my life. Don't tell your mother.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, Dad.
Yeah. Then he walks away and your mom comes up and he's like, I didn't put any workbooks or anything in any of your bags.
Thanks, Mom.
Have fun. You're my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
You have a good head on your shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
Did your dad come over here and talk about how it was the best summer of his life when he took a road trip? Don't lie.
Yeah.
You know, we got married in summer. We had a summer wedding. I'm going to talk to him.
Okay.
He just walks off a bit. Your relationship is better, but better in the way that...
You put a Band-Aid on something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We never talked about it.
No, never. You know?
And your friends have gotten up. I think they're at the window talking to you guys now. Mama Tachibana is... How are you getting... They're just touching you too much.
Yeah.
Grabbing your arm, grabbing your shoulders.
I think he's very... he's really good with like parents
yeah.
and like older people, uh-huh. especially as a young black man yes. in the 80s.
100%.
Yeah. Be nice to older people. Yeah.
yeah and I mean, and you know Miss Tachibana.
Yeah, like, and I know them.
You've stayed over, you've mm-hmm. had dinners because you guys were friends for so long.
Yeah.
And she's, oh, it's, I'm so happy to see you around again. I'm so excited for you to be going with them. I just feel safer with you going. I love Zeke. And she just does like a little shrug.
Just like, I just like kind of nod like, eh.
Yeah, he's a wonderful boy, and he's driving. He's a great driver, and I'm glad he knows so much about the car. He'll be able to work on the van if anything happens. Mm-hmm. But, like, look at you. You know, you're Javier.
Yeah,
it's, I am sorry. But, I mean, what, you're just taking the year, and then when the knee heals up, it's...
Yeah, it's still just, you know, still kind of rickety. I don't want to do too much too early.
No, absolutely, it's been a while. Are you still doing the physical therapy?
Yeah. Yeah, and like, you know, with my job, it's kind of, it's hard to do the balance.
Right. You're
like,
working at?
The coffee place, you know, the yeah. one, yeah.
Yeah. A lot of hours?
Yeah. Like, you know, part-time, almost full, but like part-time.
Right, part-time,
you know?
Physical therapy. That's a lot. Yeah, you're doing a lot. Yeah. That's fantastic, Javi. I'm happy if you're happy.
Thanks.
Of course. I love all of my daughter's friends. Zeke! And she like walks around to the driver's side.
Oh, hey.
You drive safe.
Oh, don't worry. We looked over the van and everything's in pristine shape.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it's as good as it's gonna be.
Like the unicorn?
Yeah.
Did you do that?
Oh no, a guy in my dad's shop, he likes to do art, so I let him do it, you know.
That's something.
Yeah.
Be careful, Zeke. Not everyone's gonna love how eclectic the van is everywhere.
Yeah. Maybe it'll give a little personality to the places we go to, so they're not so sad and drab, you know?
I do believe that you bring personality everywhere you go, Zeke.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, it's almost contagious.
Yeah.
Really. It's like people who are around you. She walks away and she like puts her hands up kind of emphatically and then walks away. We cut over to you.
Yeah, I do one last check that I know I don't have to do, but I do it anyway. And then I grab my purple backpack and then the duffel bag that I have, the clothes that I'll need with me, and I head out.
Amazing. Yeah, you climb into the back of the van.
Mm-hmm.
It is, you've been in it before.
Yeah.
You guys drove around in it all your senior year. I'm pretty sure Zeke drove you around constantly.
Yeah, for sure.
Because what else is Zeke doing?
Yeah, I open the back, I throw my duffel bag in. I'm like, hi, Zeke.
Hey.
And then I look at him like, hey.
Hey.
Didn't realize he got you yet.
Yeah, my house is closer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mom's still nice.
You know?
Yeah.
Mom loves you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She said I had a lot of personality.
Well, you do.
I appreciate that.
I said it was contagious, honey. Your personality is contagious.
Oh, my personality is contagious.
Yes, and my mom is right.
Please drive safe. Please be safe.
We will.
And she pulls out like a baggie of coins. Payphones, if you need.
Yes. I will call you when we get
the telephone. I packed it.
Okay.
It's not going to call from everywhere.
Yeah.
But if it can.
Mm-hmm. But if all else fails, I
yes,
payphone,
you
I jingle.
To a payphone. Yeah, exactly. Also, showers. You might need showers.
Yeah.
Do you guys need hotel money? Do you want some hotel money? I know you packed a tent, but I would you like hotel money?
No, I've been saving up some money. So, like, in a pinch, if it's, like, raining or anything.
Okay. Okay, and then your dad comes over and kind of just shoos her away. Okay, honey.
Like, love you, Mom.
Yeah. I love you so much. And, you guys are packed up and ready to go on a road
trip. I like
trip.
The idea of her parents are standing there, and then I like turn the van on again, and then like a bah, 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 and like some black smoke shoots out of it, and then I'm like, all right, and we back up, and then when I go to put it like out of reverse and into drive, it's like ging, 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 and then goes
and does
like, yeah, and then her mom is like, oh,
yeah. Oh no, yeah, and again, I think you all this time see that bird that's just kind of flown between all of your homes, and we as listeners and viewers again get a bird's eye view of a van with three people in it driving somewhere.
Are you starting a new home campaign? Or maybe your current campaign is looking for some miniatures? Well, don't worry, because Hero Forge has you covered. Hero Forge offers fully customizable tabletop miniatures with dozens of fantasy species and thousands of parts to choose from, all within your browser. They also offer custom minis in a variety of materials, including bronze, color standees, and color plastic options. Hero Forge also offers downloadable model files for you to 3D print your unique designs at home. HeroForge is constantly expanding its catalog of customization options, adding new parts every week and major features like new species and custom posing on a regular basis. And did you know that they offer 3D custom printed dice and custom acrylic keychains? So if you love your OC or you're looking for a really cool gift, you should check that out. What are you waiting for? Visit HeroForge.com to start designing your custom miniature and dice today, and check back often. New content is added every week.
In the far reaches of the world, under a lost and lonely hill, lies the forgotten Tomb of Corridors and all its many ills. This labyrinthine crypt, filled with monsters, traps, and treasure, seeks to destroy your mortal form and seal your soul forever. Originally called Tomb of Horrors, based off the original created in 1979, included in my version of Tomb of Corridors will be its own background information, a legend of the tomb as it relates to the land of Hyrenor, and quite a few unserious hijinks. I'm Amelia Somm, and I will be your dungeon master. Embarking within the tomb, we also have
Haley as the Queen's Ravens,
Stella Jo as the Sacrificial Sisters of Alpha Kappa Mori,
Cyrus as a lesbian who keeps coming back wrong.
New episodes release on Mondays, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hero Forge offers fully customizable tabletop miniatures with dozens of fantasy species and thousands of parts to choose from, all within your browser. Hero Forge offers custom minis in a variety of materials, including bronze, color standees, and color plastic options. Hero Forge also offers downloadable model files for users to 3D print their unique designs at home. Hero Forge is constantly expanding its catalog of customization options, adding new parts every week, and major features like new species and custom posing on a regular basis. Hero Forge also has a custom dice option to tell a story with every roll. 3D printed using the same process as Hero Forge's color printed minis, the clear material of the dice printed in the same layers as the item or characters but inside, resulting in a solid, perfectly weighted die. Anything from Hero Forge can be added in the dice maker, then rotated and scaled within the dice for perfect placement. Choose number, size, and color. Choose from all polyhedral dice shape options, regular or XL dice. D20s come in both standard dice layout and life counter layout. Visit HeroForge.com to start designing your custom miniature and dice today, and check back often. New content is added every week. Your guys' intention is to do a 50-state drive, just about, not counting Hawaii and Alaska, so a 48-state drive or something of the likes. The way we're going to do that is we're going to do little rolls. We've done that already. Mm-hmm. You can go and listen. So each end of each episode or in between arcs and stuff, you'll see where we're going. Obviously, we're not going to do all 50 states on mic, but where you guys are going right now, as I believe an agreed-upon destination, is you guys wanted to head up out of California mm-hmm. and into Oregon. Mm-hmm. There's a lot to see in Oregon, a lot of trees.
So many trees.
So can I get a roll from our driver for a little navigation roll?
Okay.
What do you want to use for that?
I'll just use brains, I guess.
Okay.
Got got an 8.
Perfect. It was simple. It was a 5 to do. It's you're not going anywhere crazy. And you begin driving. You've left the town, and you're driving. What kind of music are you playing, or do you have any music on right now?
Oh, yeah. I've got all kinds of cassettes that I've ripped off of the radio.
Amazing.
And just playing, you know, just your rock.
Okay, yeah. So we have some 80s rock, probably some, like, 70s rock, yeah, also. 70. I think you've really been, like, you know, developing that taste.
I think there's a couple of, like, the Vietnam era.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, a little bit of prog rock, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you have, you know, that going on. Javi, again, I think your hand kind of aches as you've just been holding your own thigh where your pocket kind of ends. Mm-hmm. And it's annoying.
Yeah.
And even more annoying, you keep looking in the rearview mirror, and every time you do, you accidentally make eye contact with Amanda.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would I call you Clem at all? Or Clementine?
So, tiers of name.
Okay.
All right, let's go Amanda Lore real quick.
Here we go.
Yeah.
So, adults and people that she's not really friends or acquaintances with would know her as Amanda.
Mm-hmm.
If we're friends, you would know that she likes Clementine. If we're tight, it's Clem.
Right. So I would call you Clementine. Amanda.
Yeah, likely Amanda. You were probably around a little bit for Clementine, yeah, but not enough.
Yeah, I'd probably just call
you
Amanda.
Out of habit, it's probably Amanda. Yeah.
Okay. Cool, cool.
Like Zeke calls me Clem.
Have I heard people call you Clem and Clementine and
probably
stuff?
Probably around in the halls and stuff like that.
But yeah, you keep looking back and making eye contact with Amanda on accident. And it's just, that sucks too. Mm. Everything sucks right now. Not sucks, but just like, ugh, little uncomfortable moments.
It's better than how it feels in my house.
Yes.
So.
Exactly. Zeke, you're focused, you're driving, you're rocking out. Mm-hmm. You're having a good time. Amanda, Clementine, Clem, how are you doing? You've made eye contact on accident a couple times with Javier now, just being in the back seat.
Yeah.
What is it that you're attempting to do on this drive right now? It's God knows how long. It's 6 hours, 4 hours to Oregon.
Yeah. I think after the few accidental eye contacts with Javi, I pushed my glasses up to the top of my head. I don't want to deal with that anymore right now. I already have a lot to think about. I think right now my plan is to sort of, I'm sure I have like a bunch of like guide maps,
mm-hmm,
of like, I'm sure my mom probably packed them.
Yeah, a bunch of like travel maps.
Yeah, travel maps, where to go and like things to do. Mm-hmm. And so I'm probably looking through the one for like Oregon or like what we might see up on the way. You know, to be like, oh, there's a stop here, we should stop.
Yeah, so I'll go ahead and say, as you look through it, there's a couple of different things. So you know there's Crater Lake National Park. You can go up the Oregon coast if you guys wanted to. So you can go to the Pacific Highway,
mm-hmm,
and that will take you up the entire coast, and you could also double it back. So that will take you to the coast of it. There's the Columbia River, George National Scenic Area. All kinds of different things. Haystack Rock, a famous landmark in Cannon Beach. All kinds of things. There's little sea lion caves you can visit. So really, what is Clem interested in?
Clem's, I was going to say a bit of a nerd. Not a bit of a nerd. She's a big nerd. I think, so she's not, I would say, super well-traveled. Like, they've gone out on family vacations and that sort of thing, but not, like, anything too extensive.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that really what she's trying to do is, like, see the things that, like, she thinks that she should see. I'm sure her dad's also probably marked some things that she should see along the way while we're on this road trip. I think the sea lion stuff sounds interesting to her. And I think, although she doesn't want it to, the national park also sounds fun.
Alrighty. So you drive for a bit, and I think a moment hits where, Zeke, you know that you're just on the road for a while through California into Oregon, and you recognize that you're going to need gas now rather than later, as you see a gas station kind of coming up. And so, yeah, you pull into the gas station.
to get your gas. What do you guys do? And I believe, Clem, you've told him you want to go to the sea lions.
Yeah, I would have. As we're, like, driving, I probably would have, after, like, done looking through the map and everything, put my glasses back on, and I'll probably, like, lean to, like, the front seats and be like, so, like, I was looking at all this stuff, like, my mom packed me, and my dad said a few things. I think we should stop to the sea lion caves on our way up, and then maybe the national park, if that's cool with you guys.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. We have the whole summer. I'm not worried about it.
Okay.
Yeah, so you pull in, get some gas. Who's going in? Are we all going in? What are we doing?
I know I'm going to go in.
Okay.
So I'm going to see if I can use the bathroom. But I'm going to buy something first before I ask. like a candy bar or mm-hmm. something.
Are you going in or are you just giving money to put on gas?
Yeah, I'm just going to get money to go in and be like, $10.
Right. So yeah, so you guys going around the same time. And it's just one guy there. He's standing very straight, a really thin hair with a comb over. The kind of like comb over where you can still see his scalp. Mm-hmm. And he has his hands just kind of on the counter. Hi, how's it going? Puts his hands up. Pleasure to meet you guys. What are we looking for?
I just need some gas.
Gas. Takes it. Gas. Gives you a thumbs up.
Okay, thanks, bud.
Hi, how's it going?
Hi, just this and like sets like a candy bar. Yeah. And did you have like a bathroom here? Or?
Oh, yeah. 80 cents and you can go ahead to the bathroom. I'm going to hold on to this. You're going to take this with you.
You can hold on. I'll come back for it.
Alrighty.
Okay. I'll give him the 80 cents now. Mm-hmm. Head off to the bathroom.
Yeah. So you come out, start pumping gas. While you're in the bathroom, it's like a... Just the thrum of fluorescent lighting. And you're going pee. You're trying to focus. Thrum of fluorescent lighting. It's almost blurring your vision. And you hear your blood rushing again. And then you kind of blink, blink. You open your eyes and you're waiting out front of your house to get picked up. And then you open your eyes and you're in the bathroom. And then you open your eyes and you're sneaking out of the cabin at night with Amanda and Zeke. And you open your eyes and you're anchoring in tug of war. And you open your eyes and you're back in the bathroom. Having missed a little and gotten some on your shoe.
Oh. What the fuck? like, you know, yeah. Try and not do that. Clean up a little.
Zeke, as you put gas, just pumping gas sitting there, you kind of have a moment where it's like you like catch a draft and you like get a little woozy and you feel warmth from your nose onto your lip, onto your chin. And you quickly wipe it away. There's just a bit of blood smear on your hand. Maybe it's happened more as you've gotten older. It's a little minor nosebleeds here or there. Finish, go to the bathroom, wash your hands.
Splash some water in my face.
Uh-huh.
Look at myself. Walk in. Walk in.
Yeah.
Fish the note out of my pocket since I'm alone in the bathroom and mm-hmm. look at it.
You open it?
Yeah, might as well get a rip off the Band-Aid now while no one's around.
Javier. You need to do something. And as long as you're doing nothing, when you come home, if you come home, you need to find somewhere else to stay. Your dad.
I crumble it and I toss it in the can.
All right.
I'm mad, I think. And then I just kind of like...
And your vision goes blurry again. And you hear the thrum. And you're not sure if it's the rush of your blood because you're angry or if it's the thrumming of whatever's thrumming. Mm-hmm. And you're not sure if your vision's blurry because you're going to cry or if it's whatever made your vision blurry when you were going to the restroom. And you leave.
You walk out. Hi, how's it going?
My candy bar.
It's not there. What was that?
I paid for a candy bar. You held it up here. I was in the bathroom.
I've never seen you before, man.
Are you serious?
Yes. Do you look around?
I think, like, just, like, over his shoulders, like, is anyone seeing this shit?
There's no one else in here. Mm-hmm. And when you look outside, your friends, the van's not there.
I think.
So, spend a bit of time.
Yeah, I think while Zeke is pumping gas, mm-hmm. I think I've been in the van. Mm-hmm. I think I, like, take a second, kind of, like, rub my hands together to disperse the sweat. Amongst my like gloves, and then I like go to the passenger side. I roll the window down and I kind of lean out and I'm like, hey Zeke.
Yeah, what's up?
We good?
Yeah, we're good. We're pumping gas and we'll be good in a minute, you know.
How are you feeling about all of this?
Well, I'm feeling all right, you know. I don't have strong opinions either way. Seems like it'll be fun. Worst case scenario, like, van breaks down and we have to go back, so.
Okay.
But how's Javi doing? He's been a little quiet.
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. Well,
maybe we should try talking to him a bit, you know? We gotta get him talking. We don't have to be on anything serious.
Maybe.
How are you doing? You excited to go to college?
Yeah, excited, a little nervous.
Oh, yeah.
But I think this will be good. Everyone's been saying it'll be good.
Yeah, getting out seems like a good idea.
Yeah, you know, my dad keeps talking about how his road trip was the best time of his life. He's told me that your dad said that, which is why we're here.
Yeah, my dad said the same thing.
So I think that this will be good if they say it'll be good.
What did they do on their road trip? They just keep saying it was the best thing ever, but they never elaborate.
And I don't know why they don't at least provide some kind of anecdote.
Yeah, there's got to be something they can tell us, like seeing something cool.
Yeah. Your conversation breaks by the passenger side door opening up and closing. And you look over and Javi's gotten in the car and is kind of just sitting there. He doesn't say anything. I mean, he didn't say anything when he got out. Yeah. He's like, all right. And he has a little candy bar in his hand.
Oh,
Well, I think we're finishing up. We could get going in a minute. Just
yeah,
give me 1 sec.
Right, yeah. You good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you?
Yeah.
Good. Are you excited for college?
Yeah. Excited. A little nervous.
Yeah. You get in the van.
All right.
You start up.
Give it a little slap. Get it going.
Yeah.
we begin driving away. Javi. You look around. Your friends aren't out front.
And this is the same guy as before?
Same guy as before.
The outside looks the same?
Outside looks the same. You guys begin driving.
Mm-hmm.
And as you do, you clear. It's gone in the rear view. You drive for maybe about 15 minutes. And then you begin pulling forward. And Zeke, you need gas. And, you know, it's now or never, really. Like, there's not another gas station for a while. Oh, it's weird. It feels like you've pulled in here and gotten gas before. Did you just get gas? And you pull into a gas station. And you get out to go put $10 in, and Javi gets out to go get a candy bar. And Javi, your friends are gone. The car's not there. And then give me a grit.
This is unfair. Oh. Hello. You know.
You hear your blood rushing, and you close your eyes and you open your eyes, and you're out front of your house, and you blink again. It's nighttime, and you woke up, and your friends are sleeping, and you listen to the sounds of crickets and your friends breathing in the cabin, which is one of the things you've never talked to anyone about. It's just sweet, and it's a nice memory, and it's one of the few memories that's yours and yours alone. No one else is awake. No one else heard it. No one else hears the chirps the way you heard them in that moment. That's Javier's moment. And you blink, and you're getting out of the van to go get a candy bar. And you get out, and you go, you put money down, you buy your candy bar, and you go to the bathroom, and you come out, you put gas, you've had your conversation, you get in the car, and you all drive away. You just pull out of the gas station. A little hiccup, a little moment. You look down at your hand, and there's twice dried blood.
Oh.
You've wiped your nose twice, and you only remember doing it once. And you're driving. And you're back on the road. We're back on for the road trip.
All right, guys. No more delays after this.
Does anyone say anything? Or do you guys all just like...
do I feel it? Like, do I remember? Am I...
All of that, what I've experienced? You've experienced all of that just happened. The same goes for you. It's a little off. But it's that thing where you're like, well, I just pulled off. I've driven for 15 minutes. I'm pulling up to the same place. Maybe you guys know. I don't know if you've ever experienced this phenomenon. It's like the opposite of deja vu. But it's like you're like, oh, something's going to happen right now. And then it happens. And then you're like, oh, I was just thinking about doing that thing. It didn't actually happen. I just played through it in my brain so efficiently that I must have thought it happened.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so it felt that way. But it's like, so I did it twice, and you're really, really trying to wrap your heads around it. And you all experienced it.
Hmm. Well, let's keep on driving.
Yeah, all right, so Zeke says nothing, keeps driving.
Can I make a...
I'm going to clean my hand. I'm just going to, like, grab a rag or something.
Yeah, notice the blood on your
hand? Yeah, that's what I was going to ask, if I can make a brains roll to sort of, like, be perception to see if I was the only one who experienced it or if they also did it.
Yeah, go ahead. And then, Zeke, are you hiding the fact that you're wiping blood off your hand, or are you just wiping your hand?
No, I'm just wiping my hand. I mean, I'm not doing it. I'm wiping my hand, but I'm just, like, casually just pick up, like, a rag or something.
I got a 17.
Everyone's a little off. Everyone's a little unsettled. That was something weird just happened to everybody. You're not the only one that something weird happened to. Zeke wipes his hand. You see a bit of dry blood. Nothing crazy. Just a bit of dry blood. Like Zeke works at a mechanic. He's cut himself a million times on some car or something. Like, God knows. But there was blood on his hand as he wiped it away. Similarly, you see Zeke just kind of wipe his hand. Mm-hmm. And are you rolling anything, or are you just kind of sitting there like...
Yeah, I'm just sitting... Dude, I'm on thin ice already. I'm not stirring anything.
You're frustrated.
I am frustrated. And you move,
and as you move, there's a crinkle, and there's an unopened letter in your pocket.
But I remember reading it.
And you remember reading it, and you remember the words it said.
And I remember crumpling it up and throwing it away. I think just my hand goes... I'm not hiding. My hand goes to check and feel it. And
it's in there. It's unopened.
I think simultaneously I lean towards the in between the two front seats, and I'm like I think I have my glasses back up on top of my head, and I'm like sort of like, does anybody else feel a little grody?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's just being on the road for as long as we have so far, or like the thought of a road trip ahead, or I don't know.
Yeah, something's off.
Are you okay, Zeke?
Oh, yeah, I get bloody noses sometimes, and you just had to wipe it off, you know?
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, nothing to be alarmed about. I've had them for a while now.
Mm-hmm.
At least since your first year at camp.
Okay.
I'm going to be watching the gas gauge.
You filled up. It's back to full. The gas station... vanishes in your rear view as you've driven far enough, and you keep going. You're just driving now. You've been driving a couple minutes now. Not quite 15 yet. Javi pulled out a note and is holding his hand.
Awkwardly, just what's, like in his lap, just like.
I think I go to start saying what's, and then I pull my hand back from pointing, and I leave that alone.
I just put it back in his pocket.
Sounds good.
Well, anyone want to listen to tunes? Or?
Yeah.
Sure.
Put something on.
Yeah.
Yeah, you throw on some, maybe you click on the radio, something a little more organic, okay. Like Alive, right? And beautiful little pop ballad kicks up.
Nice.
Something Madonna-esque. And you guys drive. And that's where we're going to end this this episode, this session.
Did we solve the puzzle? Was turning on the radio how we solved the puzzle? Now we get out of the loop.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for listening. I'm Adam from 5 Gems and a Trench Coat. I've been your GM today. If you like us and you like what we're doing here, go ahead and follow us over at 5 Gems and a Trench Coat on everything. And then at 5 Gems.
5 Gems official. bsky.social.
Because Blue Sky is weird and it has a whole
but we like thing. It. Yeah.
We do.
Yeah, beyond that, you can like, comment, subscribe, do all that fun stuff. Share us with grandmas. Grandmas love us. This season, I'm hoping it's going to be a lot of fun. I hope you guys like it. Kim and I are going to do a bunch of sound shenanigans with it. So
yeah.
Just wait.
So here, guys, here's what we're going to do, all right? We're all going to be, when I release the episode teaser for this episode, right? You're all going to go to the comments and be like, what the fuck, Adam? And I think if we get enough what the fuck, Adams, he might... start explaining what's going on, because I didn't like that shit one bit.
No, yeah, I pitched this to them. I was like, dude, we're going to do a fun summer road trip game, and this is what we're doing.
And then he did that shit. And so, yeah. You know.
But so thanks for listening. You guys want to plug anything?
You could donate to our Ko-Fi. We do a lot of work to sustain the show. And so if you appreciate any of our work, would like to support us a little further, ko-fi.com/5gemsandatrenchcoat. Buy us a little coffee,
mm-hmm.
And we would love you.
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
I do art, Gremlin Frog Art on everything. Froggart is how that's spelt. And I'm doing art everywhere all the time.
Jesse, anything? Are you good?
Yeah, I'm just living my life, you know?
That's beautiful.
You just know surfing.
Oh.
Bye!
Bye!
Hey, thank you for listening to 5 Gems in a Trench Coat. Be sure to follow us on social media at 5 Gems in a Trench Coat on Instagram, Threads, and TikTok, and at 5 Gems Official on Blue Sky. You can also check out our website at 5gemsandatrenchcoat.com. We're also on YouTube. Just search up 5 Gems in a Trench Coat to watch us play video games and other variety content. If you liked the episode, please rate us 5 stars and leave a little comment. And if you'd like to support us further, you can leave a little tip on our Ko-Fi at ko-fi.com/5gemsandatrenchcoat. Thanks, and catch you in the next episode.